This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hello, Ian. Welcome to the men's room.
Liquor and whores.
Liquor and whores.
Ian, are you sober or not sober?
Sober today.
All right, Ian, welcome to the dummy.
Hey.
Okay. Do one on mushrooms.
He's shocked that he's sober today.
No. Somebody just sent it a text that says, Darlene rolls her own tampons.
Jesus.
Wouldn't happen.
Okay, Ian, you're going to do one on mushrooms on our men's room poll. Karaoke, an escape room, paintball, or a family reunion?
Like it's a joint.
We're going to have to do paintball. That would be a whole new experience.
All right, paintball it is.
Done a lot of it sober, so it'd be different. Tripping.
Yes, it would definitely be different if you're tripping on shrooms. Do you think you would do better or worse?
After I stopped freaking out, I used to play in nothing but shorts and my gun and a shield. So, yeah, it would be exciting.
I would agree with that. All right, here's your question, Ian. On what continent would you find the country of Guyana?
Continent is South America.
I'll say, is that right?
One and done.
Nice job.
Hold on. Before we let you go, a true or false question for you. True or false, the British pound is the oldest currency that is still in use.
We're going to go false.
That's true. So for the last 1,200 years, the British pound, that has been the currency. Dang. It has not changed at all.
Big dummy!
Speaking of Guyana, isn't that where Jim Jones gave out the great flavor aid? Was that not the country? I believe that it is.
Maybe.
Yeah. Back to the Kool-Aid flavor aid. I think Guyana is the country that Jim Jones.
Yes. Settlement in Guyana.
What a great legacy.
Mm. Yeah, they want to be done with that.
Yes.
And it's why Americans aren't allowed.
You guys do weird things.
You guys really got strange last time we let you in.
Hello, Rochelle. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello.
Hola.
Rochelle, are you sober or not sober?
Sober.
Rochelle, welcome to Big Dummy. All right, what are you doing on mushrooms? Karaoke, an escape room, paintball, or a family reunion?
Paintball.
Paintball's killing.
Are you a paintball fan?
I have not actually played, but I will be next month, so I'm pretty excited about it.
Oh, you're playing? What's the occasion that you're playing next month?
I play for the Granite Falls women's football team, and we're going to do that as our, like, end of the season.
Oh, party. Nice.
That's cool.
Nice.
Wow.
Yeah.
All
right.
You guys play for the Granite Falls football. How many teams are in your league?
There are only four. So it's Granite Falls, Stanwood, Skagit, and Lake Stevens.
I would not mess with a woman from any of those places.
What's your guys' nickname? Granite Falls what?
The Tigers.
The Tigers. Okay.
Right.
And this is flag football, correct?
It's tackle.
All right.
All right. What position do you play, Rochelle?
I am fullback, and I also play strong safety.
Wow.
You like hitting people.
Damn.
That's what I'm getting out of you. All right.
We got a game this weekend at Granite Falls High School against Stanwood.
Who are you playing? What Stanwood what? So we got the Granite Falls Tigers taking on
Stanwood Spartans.
Okay.
Like the high school.
Because I don't understand
this. It's women.
So, Rochelle, you need to put on a uniform, all right? Do you got to buy the helmet?
We fundraise for the helmets. So we're actually a nonprofit. So all the money we raise selling tickets to our games, it goes to support youth sports in our cities. So yeah, we fundraise and got enough money for the helmets.
I just gotta ask. Now, is this organized with the other three teams, or is each team responsible for their own fundraising?
Each team is responsible for their own fundraising.
How much does a helmet cost?
Gosh, like $300 maybe?
Yeah, okay. That's about right.
I figured it's not cheap.
Why do they call it frackle football game?
They do. I mean, it is flackle. We have flags on, but pretty much for insurance purposes.
Okay.
Yuck.
Say no more.
But I'm hitting you.
Yeah, it's pulled up the website. You guys got the black helmet, orange face cage there.
Yep.
All right, I'm digging it. They got some merch. If you're interested in the Granite Falls Tigers. Yeah, I'm just flipping through the whole thing.
Yeah, I love it.
All right,
we always need more players, so.
I feel like I would dominate.
How's your quarterback? Is your quarterback any good?
She's very good. She's very good, yes.
Okay.
Is that better or worse for you? Because in the fullback position, you just want a mediocre quarterback because the running game is going to be more involved, right?
Well, yeah, no matter what, it's pretty much a run game. We still use some passes. The receiving end.
You should get Mark Ribbon's kid. She can rip it. No pun intended.
Does she play football?
No, she's got a gun on her.
Well, I can believe that.
Yeah. I think she won the title in that lingerie league.
Okay, so she's probably decent. All right, Rochelle. Rachel, yeah. Rochelle,
I do respect that.
You got
man.
It.
Go out there. Remember, whatever the temperature is, it's hitting weather.
Yep.
Unless
yep.
it's really hot.
Oh, it's still hitting weather.
Yeah, because then you're angry.
You slide right off.
Or you're cold. Like I just,
then it's
just,
hitting weather.
It's just one of those stereotypes you use in high school football. God, weather is it? Hitting weather.
All right, I dig it. Okay, Rochelle, here's your question. On the TV show Family Guy, who did Mayor West send back to the fifth dimension?
Gosh. Let's say, I'm going to go with Stewie, I guess.
Stewie.
Kebert Zella.
They went with Alex Trebek.
Oh.
Only saying his name backwards can send him back to the fifth dimension.
And what did they model that on, Mike?
Superman.
Because who was the guy?
I don't know.
It was Mixelblick. But if you said his name, swear to God, I grew up watching Super Friends. It was the same thing. There was this little guy, Mixelblick. I'm not even sure what his deal was. I think he looked like a Keebler elf, but he caused problems. Superman didn't like his little ass, so he always had to try to trick him to say Kimpleskim, which is Mixelblick backwards, and inevitably it worked at the end of every episode.
He just did it every time. There are so many Family Guy like references that I have enjoyed just for the humor that they are that I have actually enjoyed seeing later on.
You find out later
as I finally figure out where it's from.
Like, oh.
I don't even know what it is. All of a sudden, I'm watching an old movie like, hey, there it is.
Yeah, my kids had that with The Simpsons. They started watching it like 2 years ago, and they laughed out loud at the episodes. Then a little bit later, they'd have this moment where they understand why it was funny to the rest of us.
Right.
Oh, my God. And my son was like, that's where dough comes from? Like yes. When you make a mistake. Because he's been saying dough since he's like four. And I'm like, yeah, it came from Homer Simpson, man. All right, your question. Multiple choice. Which mammal can glow in the dark? Glow in the dark. Is it the platypus, the Arctic fox, a fruit bat, or a reindeer? So platypus, Arctic fox, fruit bat, or reindeer. Which can glow in the dark?
It is a platypus.
Of course it's a platypus.
Okay. Right, they're magic.
What other animal would it be, right? So there's something with their fur that's
like a polar bear,
right? But a polar bear won't glow.
Right.
Right? So in the absence of light,
jellyfish.
If a platypus needs to, right, it can glow. Because why not? You lay eggs, you got a bill. What are they?
Jellyfish can glow.
Yeah, venomous barbs.
Sure. Yeah, the venomous barbs on the end of their webbed-ass feet.
With their duck bill.
So how do they get qualified as a mammal?
Because they lay eggs.
But a mammal's don't lay eggs. Mammals give live birth.
Damn
right,
it,
so
no,
that's the thing, right?
Yeah.
Is
I
it that they
was
provide milk,
deal.
Maybe? I think that's the one thing universal that the baby mama can
platypuses buy. Are classified as mammals because they exhibit key mammalian traits, including possessing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Fur being warm-blooded and nursing their young with milk.
But they also lay eggs and have bills, man.
Correct.
I mean, to me, that's a 50-50 shot. You can say, yes, they have fur. Yes, they're warm-blooded.
Well, they had to go somewhere, Steve.
And yes, they nurse, which means that they also have nipples. I wonder if their nipples glow in the dark.
I wonder how long, like, scientists and animal experts sat in a boardroom, like, where in the hell do we put this thing?
Oh, lays, debating.
Yes.
Right, like, it lays, you know.
Here's this otter with a doggone duck bill and webbed feet and a beaver tail that lays eggs, has venom, and glows in the dark.
Like, nothing about it is a mammal except blood, temperature, and fur. And I want to say, the platypus, there are some, at the time that it's reported, All right, so you had different explorers going to different places. These guys come back and try to explain a platypus, and the scientific community is like, BS. And they're like, I'm telling you, man, we saw these things. They tried to convince them, well, obviously the natives are playing tricks on you. They're like, they're not, man. We're telling you it's this duck-beaver thing.
Right. And then so can you eat platypus eggs?
Ooh, hang on. Let me see if I can see what we can.
All right.
Yeah. Look it up. You know what I mean? Like,
they're kind of the strawberry.
I'm a Denny's.
Kind of the strawberry of the mammalian world, where strawberries don't fully, or like tomatoes. They're oddly in the fruit category. However, they could go the other direction. Strawberries, I do that because they got the seeds on the outside.
Do not eat those eggs, dude.
Okay, no, you cannot eat
platypus eggs. They're
venomous. All right. Oh my God, of course they're venomous.
And the males are highly protective of their mates and their young.
And then somebody here says platypuses. I guess that's the right plural. Platypuses.
You keep saying pisses.
Did I say platypus?
Uh-oh. You said platypuses.
Oh, platypuses. Sorry.
Like, you know.
They got to have stomachs. Someone says they don't have stomachs. They got to have stomachs.
Right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.